All right, so Nina, you shared that you grew up in Manila, then you moved to Mexico for schooling, and you moved to Canada. So I'm a little bit curious about what it was like for you to, like, grow up in these two different places. I'm not sure if you remember your early childhood between, like, before the age of seven, what it was like in the Philippines, or if you want to share more about what it was like growing up for you in, like, Mexico as, like, a Filipino. Yeah, I'm just overall curious about what the experience was like.
Well, like, in the Philippines, I had the typical upbringing of, like, a Filipino kid. Like, you know, going to school, like, you know, playing around the streets, like, I don't know, like, going to your grandma's house and just chilling there with your cousins. But, like, I don't remember much about, like, my move, like, how I felt during, like, my move from the Philippines to Mexico.
But and also, what was the reason for...
Oh, my mom's job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was like when I moved to Mexico, it was more like, you know how they taught you English in the Philippines, right?
Yeah.
So when I moved to Mexico, I was like in a public school in a sense where it's like, it's a bilingual public school, but they say that it's bilingual, but they only just speak Spanish. So I had a hard time figuring out how to, like, you know, communicate with them. But a lot of them did try. Like, I used, like, hand gestures. And, like, you know, the teacher knew English. Like, they had to know, like, a little bit. Like, just even though, even if it's, like, a lick of it, they were trying. But, and then everything just got blurred out. And then, bam, I was, like, already speaking Spanish to them. Like, you know that moment where it's, like, you remember your struggle. But then it's, like, what I can, like, I don't remember, like, how far along did I learn how to speak Spanish. But since you were a kid, it was probably fast. Then, bam, I was already speaking Spanish to them. It was fine. But I moved classes because, no, I moved schools to, like, a private school where it's more, like, primarily, like, English speakers. So that was easy, but that was also hard because at the same time, I was, like, used to the Mexican system. And then when I moved to the private school, I had to choose between choosing the Mexican program or, like, the international program. And I wanted to do the Mexican program because that was, like, because I'm, like, after 2 years, right, after two, like, grade one and grade two, I moved to the private school for grade three. So that was hard. Like, that was, So I had to choose between the two, but I remember my parents were pushing me to do the international program. So yeah, that's where, but then it was better because I had to do, like, more fun stuff than, like, the other people who did the Mexican program. But yeah,
cool. I'm really curious about your experience, like, being a Filipino in, like, Mexico. Like, I don't know, like, are there a lot of Filipinos in Mexico? Like, I'm curious about what the experience was like.
It was there's no, like, there's no one my age up until, like growing up, I was always with just, like, my mom's coworkers and, you know, people from the embassy. But I never really, like, talked to any of the kids because the kids were, I don't know if it makes sense, but it's, like, once you live for a long time outside of the Philippines, you develop this personality where it's, like, you're not that Filipino for the Filipinos, but then you're not as international as, like, other people, like, other Filipinos who lived their whole life. And, like, but there was no, like, literally, like, compared to here in Vancouver, there's only, like, 100 Filipinos in Mexico City where I lived, in Mexico, So it was just me, but I really didn't, it really didn't bother me that much. Because every time I went home, my parents were there. Or if I had to talk to people, it would always be, like, talking to my mom's coworkers. That's why they're always surprised that I retained how to speak Tagalog. But, yeah.
So we would say that, like, having, like, even though there weren't kids your age, like, that were Filipino, like, having, like, that family unit and, like, still having, like, your mom's coworkers there allowed you to kind of, like, maintain aspects of your culture?
It's not necessarily, like, my mom's coworkers. Like, my parents were, like, the ones that kept on pushing me to keep that, like, Filipino identity. But also, it's, like, I did go home, like, every single year. And it was like, I feel like that was also something that helped me like retain it. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Cool. And so would you say like how about like your high school years? Where you were a part of that uh-huh. international school, right? Was it IB?
Yeah, the IB, yeah.
So with like IB, like what was the demographic like?
Ooh, there's more for my school, right, specifically. It was more like Mexicans, but then for the international students, it was more Koreans and Japanese. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I would be with them. Mm-hmm. There's like no Filipinos up until like my last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, she did come. Like my Filipino friend did come to Mexico on like grade 8. Mm-hmm. Is it grade 8? Yeah, grade 8. Mm-hmm. But then she didn't study in my school up until like grade 11. Mm-hmm. So technically, like, I wasn't that close with her. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I knew there was another Filipino my age mm-hmm. that was gonna be like in the same grade as me. So mm-hmm. it was like, it was weird because, like, you know, for the longest of time, I was used to being just the only Filipino. Mm-hmm. And then, but then now it's like, I'm not.
Yeah. So interesting, because I remember when I first met you mm-hmm. and you told me that you were from Mexico, I was mm-hmm. like, well, I wonder what that was like being a Filipino in Mexico, because, you know, like, they speak Spanish, right?
Yeah.
And so I was just, like, interested to see to hear what that experience was like for you.
It was fun. Like mm-hmm. I don't know. I never really saw it as more like, oh, I'm the only Filipino here. Mm-hmm. It was more like, I never really thought about it mm-hmm. as, like, culturally, you know? Mm-hmm. It was more like, oh, there's, like, I have friends who share, like, the same interests and somewhat the same culture as me, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there's a focus on more commonalities and differences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And so you also mentioned earlier when you moved in 2019 to Canada, mm-hmm. like, people were asking you, like, how can you move? Mm-hmm. And you were sharing how, like, you didn't see it as, like, that big of a deal because, mm-hmm. like, you're supposed to move away for university. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if you can speak a little bit more to that.
Yeah. Like, before I moved, like, you know, the process of moving.
Yeah, like, what was it like for you? Because, like, you'd already moved once when you were young. Like, what was it for you to then, like, choose to move to Canada?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so it was either, like, I had to go back to the Philippines mm-hmm. or somewhere else. And I know that me, culturally, like, the way I am, I'm not fit to be in the Philippines. Like, mm-hmm. every time I go there, it's, like, a cultural... Like, you know, it's like a cultural shock that you're mm-hmm. like, oh, you're like this or you're like that. Like, when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So, like, before moving to, before, like, you know, that phase when you're, like, 15 to 18. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that phase when you're like, oh, this doesn't fit right with me. Like, I don't know, like, this is not it for me. Mm-hmm. So that was me during those years. So mm-hmm. I was, like, for sure I was, like, going to go back to the Philippines. So I had, like, options to go to, like, different parts of the world. And the reason, and then my parents were like, oh, it's, sorry, I'm going like, no,
that's
this
okay.
Year, yeah.
That's okay,
yeah.
That's okay.
But, like, my parents chose, like, for me to go to Canada, because mm-hmm. that's the most, that's a cheaper, that's the most, like, financially, like, mm-hmm. not stable, but, like, a much better option, like, that was cheaper. Mm-hmm. So, I already decided where I was going to go, like, during my last year. Like, I knew, like, when we started applying to universities, like, because my school would start it at, like, when you're grade 8. It's the same here, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're grade 8, you're, like, you know, you're going to go elsewhere. Like, you got to know that. You got to, like, go to, like, college fairs, just, like, mm-hmm. look at all the universities and just check. And that was just me, and I was, like, excited. But I never really, like, it never really hit me up until, like, it never really hit me. Like, mm-hmm. thinking back, to be honest, it's, like, it's been drilling, like, everyone's been drilling it in my head, and, like, my whole school has been, like, oh, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? It's more like, oh, I'm going to go to here. So it's, like, mm-hmm. it's not something, like, oh, I should be scared of. And I just saw it as more, like, oh, I'm going to go to this place for 4 months. Then I'm going to go back to Mexico. For, like, a few weeks. So it was just an exchange type of thing. Mm.
It's like, temporary.
Yeah. It's, like, I'm going here for, like, vacation, not really on the, like, long term. But at the same time, I'm, like, it is a long-term thing because at the end of the day, I'm going to be living here, right? This is, like, mm-hmm. the place I'm going to be living and getting, like, you know, fixing everything. So mm-hmm. I know it was harder for my parents, mm-hmm. but it wasn't that hard for me. Like, yeah, sure, there's times when I did cry. Like, I missed my parents when I moved here. But it was fine. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to explain it. It's really different.
Yeah,
because it's like my parents were also teaching me how to live alone. Mm-hmm. Like, they were teaching, like, I knew how to cook. Mm-hmm. My parents were like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. Like, you need to learn how to do this, you have to learn how to do that. But then, so I was already, like, programmed. Mm-hmm. Already programmed that I wasn't going to live here anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, there with them anymore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Are you first gen here? Like, so
first gen
being, like, are you the first one from your family to be in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like,
yeah.
You didn't have any other family members when you came here?
Like, I have a cousin, but that, I don't know if that makes sense. If that's part of it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, like, I think, I mean, like, I was just curious if you had, like, any family here at all. I mean, if you had one cousin, I think it's a little bit different than not having, like, an immediate family member here.
Like, here in Vancouver, no one.
Mm.
So I was, like, alone. But then it's, like, my cousin's all the way at Calgary. So, yeah.
Okay. Before we kind of, like, tap into that, I'm really curious when you said, like, about, like, it was either, like, the Philippines or somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I think especially, like, since you, like, you grew up somewhere else, mm-hmm. I'm curious how, like, you said, like not fit into, like, being the mm-hmm. the Philippines, and I'm curious if you wanted to speak a little bit more about that. Like, what are some aspects that you feel, like, wouldn't quite mesh with you if you went back to the Philippines?
Yeah. So it's more like, that was before. Because mm-hmm. Right now, like, you know when you grow older, you're like, oh, shoot, never mind, it's, like, you're figuring out your way,
mm-hmm.
and then you're, like, oh, shoot, never mind, it's, like, this is how it is. So, but, like, during that time, I was, like, oh, it's not gonna be nice to be there, because it's, like, you know how close-knit all Filipinos are, it's, like, mm-hmm. but then I didn't realize that everyone was close-knit here, too. It's, like, oh, yeah, you went to high school with them, it's, mm-hmm. like, they stay within the same groups,
mm-hmm.
but it's, with the Philippines, it's more, it's hard. It's, like, Filipinos in the Philippines are more, like, really close-knit. They're always, like, oh, it's, like, it's you, it's us, or it's, like, no one else. There's, like, they have cliques, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. it's more, like, oh, you don't fit this aspect, then mm-hmm. you're not a part of this thing. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, like, that still applies here, too?
If like when I came here, wasn't as severe as what I expected. Like, you know what I thought the Philippines would be. Mm-hmm. It was more like when you went to the dorms, right? They would be like, "Oh, we went to the same high school together." And they would always stay stuck together. They mm-hmm. wouldn't really open up because, you know, first years, first semester, you're always like, "Oh, I'm gonna like stay with the people I know."
Yeah.
But then it's like the farther you go along throughout mm-hmm. your university life, you realize that's like. Some things that you know with, like, some of your high school friends really, like, clash with your, like, it clashes with you, so you mm-hmm. just, like, drift apart a bit, or you get stronger, or you, like, invite more people in mm-hmm. into that group. So it was like that.
Yeah.
It was tough the first year, first semester, mm-hmm. but it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, yeah.
Growth is being an adult. Okay.
Yeah.
And before we kind of wrap up this section of the clip, I'm curious, like if you can if you are comfortable sharing, like, where in greater in Vancouver have you, like, do you live, like, did you move recently, like, how long have you lived, like, in your specific place, like, here,
the new place that I'm, well, or, because I just moved to a new place.
Yeah. I guess like, because you came here,
yeah,
like, where did you first settle, and are there any other places that you moved to?
So I, like, moved 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was just, like, around SFU dorms, because mm-hmm. that was the first place I've ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
So that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to, like, by Brentwood area.
Mm-hmm.
Then now I moved by Nanaimo Station.
So kind of, like,
Like staying.
You're like moving away from the mountains.
Yeah, further and further.
You've shared a little bit about your story so far. And I'm really curious about, I mean, you've shared a little bit about it already, about what it was like for you to be here as like a technically like the first generation of your family to be in Canada. What was it like for you when you initially moved and like being the only person here?
It was tough because I was like practically on my own, right? I have no one to fall onto. Like I did, like my parents had friends here and I had like a distant distant cousin here. But it's like, it wasn't like, because my family's really close, so I never had anyone that was like, I can just call to or hang out with when I just need some hanging out. Like, you know, you just need to hang out with some family members or like just people when you move, first move. So I never had that. So it was just, I would always just call up my parents' friends when I need them to like help me move my stuff. But that's only like, what, once a year or when I when I'm moving back to, when I'm traveling back to Mexico or the Philippines, that's the only time when they would, like, when I would call them up, but the rest of the time I would just be alone. So, yeah, I would just, I became like a, what's that word, a home buddy. So, but then, so I would just keep to myself because I was, because like one thing they never told you about like going to university is that like it's going to be a lot of people in one room and some of them don't even want to talk to you, right? So it was tough looking for that tiny, like it was tough looking for people to talk to in classes. So it was just hard. Like, yeah, sure, like I met some people in, at Welcome Day, but it was only for like, they're like your not university friends, but they're like your class friends, like your course friends. And it's like, it was tough, but it's like, it was a tough like month because I was just getting used to like the culture, like how to get from point A to point B, like how transit works, like, you know, just figuring it out all on my own. Like, yeah, my parents were here for, like my parents, we were here for like 2 weeks, but it's like, the first week I was like with my parents, like figuring this out, and the then the second week was just like me and my parents like separate because school was already starting and my parents were still here, but they helped me move to the dorms and then practically like they were just like there on the background while I just figured things out on my own. But it was tough. It was a tough like 1 month or like 4-3 weeks. Yeah. But it was, it got better when I like started finding out like the people, like that I did. Like it was good that SFU was like, oh, connect with your like neighbors and then like that, and that's how I met like some friends.
Yeah, and would you say like, I mean, you've already shared some challenges, but are there any other challenges that you experienced being like a immigrant here?
I don't like. Just figuring out, I don't know, like figuring out like how the services work. Because I was used to, like I'm experiencing that right now too. Because I was used to having like, I can just go to the doctor, right? But I didn't know there was like this whole process here that you have to go through if you want to have a doctor. Or like the wait times would be longer. So it was, that was tough, right? That was tough. Or, like, the stuff that I have to fill out, like, oh, I have to do, like, I have to write down my visa alone, I have to apply for this on my own, like, I have to, like, do, I have to get my BC services card, like, you know, all of that stuff. It's, like, it's not clear, right? It's, like, you come here and they never tell you what to do. And then it's, like, but the main thing for me was just, like, the doctor. And I'm going through that right now, too, because SFU had a doctor. Now I'm like, I'm not an SFU student.
You're an alumni.
Yeah, I have to look for like my own family doctor, which is tough.
Yeah, definitely tough, like that systemic challenges. Were there any like supports or like services that helped support you throughout that transition, or are you completely like basically on your own?
Like the SFU, the one for like, I forgot the name of it, but it's just this thing. With that SFU, that it's
for
like
international students.
Yeah, I think it was an international student, but there's another one, the Global Connection Program. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Like, what was that? Mm-hmm. Like, they were, they had, like, I didn't like talking to people because mm-hmm. I first moved, right? Mm-hmm. So I just did, like, the text messages, like, you know, doing the live chat. So that's how I figured some things, or just, like, roamed around the website to figure things out. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really curious, because you've already moved once. You've moved from Philippines to Mexico. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be hard to recall, like, what it was like when you were 7, but mm-hmm. what would you say are, like, the biggest differences between your first move and your second move?
The first, for sure, it was the language. Because, but also it's, like, when I first moved to the Philippines to Mexico, mm-hmm. I was with my parents, so my parents, like, did everything. Mm-hmm. Now, when I moved, like, right now, it was just me. Like, I have to figure everything out on my own. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there were some resources, like, you know, like the pamphlets and the stuff that mm-hmm, SV mm-hmm. gives you. But it's, like, they're not that helpful, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
But, yeah, it was just, but the main thing was just the language. Mm-hmm. Because, like, right now it's like you speak English, everyone speaks English here. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and then the second one was just like the other thing that I would know for sure is that figuring things out all on my own.
Yeah. Okay. So when you went to Mexico, you shared about how there was only like 100 Filipinos in Mexico City when you were there. But here it's very much different. There's a lot of Filipinos. So I'm curious about, like, for you being a Filipino in Greater Vancouver, what is that experience like for you a now shock. Versus Sorry. No, back then?
It was a shock, to be honest. Mm. I was, I wasn't used to seeing Filipinos. So when I would, like, hear someone speaking Tagalog on the street, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was just like, sorry for
crying. No, that's fine. That's fine.
I was like, what? They spoke Tagalog, and I would, like, look around and be like, oh. So, but then, yeah. I never really, like, connected with any Filipinos because, like, you know, and I was used to being alone. And I know that Filipinos don't match me for the longest of time. It's like, I never really matched, like, the way I think and the way Filipinos think really, like, don't like match at all. Mm. Like now, like seeing it now, it's like, it's for sure, it's like, yeah, like certain Filipinos, it won't match, but then certain, like my roommate right now, it's like we match because it's like we have the same mentality, we're like the same level of Filipino, if that makes sense. Like we both speak Tagalog and we're like, but then there's some parts in the culture that we accept, some parts that we're like, no, we don't like it was like that. But then when I first came here, it was just, like, hard because it's, like, a lot of the Filipinos that I was meeting were, like, Filipinos who were born in the Philippines, grew up their whole life in the Philippines, and then just, like, moved here. Mm. So it was just tough because their mentality, like, the way they think about stuff didn't match with the way I would think about stuff. Mm. So that was, like, tough on me. It's, like, it felt like I can't be myself.
Mm. Can you expand a little bit more on that about, like, at least how you perceive, like, different types of Filipinos and the ones that you mesh with versus the ones that you didn't.
For sure. So it's, like, it's more like, so for sure, like, Filipinos who grew up in the Philippines develop, like, this, like the way I see it is and the way I've experienced is that they have a different way of, like, their personality is different. Mm-hmm. The way they think about things is different and the way they, like, express things are different. Compared to someone who grew up elsewhere, so it's like I don't want to point on you, but you were born here, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the way you think and the way it's like it's very different to like a person who's like straight up from the Philippines.
Yeah.
So it's just, and then there's the middle ground, which is like, sorry, mm-hmm. the middle ground, which is just like me and like a few of my and my friends too who were born in the Philippines had their like developing stages of their lives in the Philippines, then they moved here. But it's like sometimes it doesn't match up because there's like it's more like it's either like here it's either you were born in Canada but you're Filipino, or you were born in the Philippines but then you just moved here for school. And then there's, like, other people, like who were, like, who grew up, like, having their developing years in the Philippines, then moved here. So it's like, it's just, I feel like the different stages of when you moved out of the Philippines really affects how your mentality is.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, there's just some things, like, it's hard to explain.
I get what you're trying to say.
Right? Okay. Yeah,
that's a really, like, interesting thing to share. So do you feel like, are there, like, specific, I mean, it's kind of hard to generalize, but when you say, like, being a Filipino in Greater Vancouver and finding the people that you, like, are on the same level with, would you say there's a specific group or, like, a specific group of Filipinos who have either the lived experience of being from the Philippines or were from the Philippines and then they moved away at a young age or were born in Canada? Do you feel like there's a specific group that you relate more to? Or is it a mix?
It's more like a yes or no. Because sometimes, like, some people are like, I don't know, yeah, there's a specific group, but then sometimes it's like I find my groups too with, like, other, like, Filipinos who were born in the Philippines or Filipinos who were born here. It's like, it's just depends on, like, it depends because it depends on my, like, personality at that time, right? Because I have friends who were born in the Philippines, just, like, speak, like, severe Tagalog, right? Like, really deep Tagalog, and they act like, you know, the people you would see in the Philippines. And then I vibe with them sometimes. But then it's like there's people like my roommate that I vibe to, like, most of the time. And then there's people like who were born here that I vibe to. It's like it's more like depends on, because I'm a person who's like have different personalities every person that I meet. So it just depends on, like, which one
depends
I do.
Depends on what's happening that day.
Yeah, and also depends on, like, if, because it's at the end of the day, it's like it's not dependent on, like, whatever they think, right? It depends on, like, if you can trust them or not. So, so at the end of the day, it's like, do I trust you or not? And it's like if I hang out more with you, it's like, yeah, like, can I, like it's just hard.
It's just,
like,
hard.
Because but that was the thing that I felt the first time I moved here, though. I was very much like, I know a lot of people here too, like a lot of Filipinos did not want to meet other Filipinos. They did not want to be, like, you know, like,
associated
with other Filipinos, because they're like, oh, well, it's like, you're Filipino. So it's like, like, we tend to, like...
Yeah. Would you say that you were excited to have, like, be surrounded by more Filipinos? Like, how was that adjustment for you? Like, you said shock.
Yeah.
But, like, were you, like, excited? Like, what were your other emotions behind that?
I was excited because I could get, like, you know, going from, like, Mexico where I had, like, no Filipino food at all. Like, I had to, like, you know, find alternatives to, like, actually finding, like, the stuff that you like. That was really, like, I was really excited because of that. So it was more like the food for me. And it's like finding people to connect with the food. So it's like just sharing my culture with them. But it was like, I was really happy though. Like, I never really called it like my home, but it felt like the first time it just felt like, oh, I can speak Tagalog here. Like, if that made sense. But now it feels like, oh, feels more like at home if I can speak Tagalog to, like, someone selling. Like, you know, if you go to Pampanga's Cuisine, you just start speaking Tagalog to them. And then it just feels nice. But, But also, like, I don't know if this is going to go to a different direction.
That's fine.
But my brain's also, like, hardwired to, like, with you. I will never speak to you in Tagalog. Even though you would speak it to me. Like, our conversations will always be in English. Like, I will never go back to, like, speaking in Tagalog with you. Like my roommate, she's full-on, like she understands Filipino, right? She understands Tagalog. But the only time we would actually speak Tagalog to each other is when we're, like, talking shit about people. Or it's like we have a conversation that's, like, we don't want other people to hear or to listen to, right? but I will always still speak to her in English.
So it's context dependent.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's also like I'm getting worried because her cousin's coming, mm-hmm. and so I'm just going like
no, that's fine. That's fine.
But her cousin's coming, and her cousin's from the Philippines, and mm-hmm. she would start speaking like she would speak Tagalog to her, right? Mm-hmm. The problem with that is that if I come into the room, they speak Tagalog, I'm gonna like, you know, my brain is gonna have a hard time because I see my roommate, mm-hmm. but I see someone else mm-hmm. that's like speaks Tagalog. So it's like, mm-hmm. it's tough. It's gonna be tough.
Do you feel like do you think it's like a subconscious thing that's like affecting you from being able to want to speak Tagalog to someone versus mm-hmm. like choosing to opt to English? Or do you think, like, your brain is just, like, making decisions?
No, when I was a kid, my mom would always tell me that if someone spoke to me in English, I have to answer in English. If someone spoke to me in Tagalog, and it's, like, it's Spanish, it's Spanish, and, like, vice versa, right? Mm. So, but then it's, like, I met Filipinos through speaking English, not through speaking Tagalog. Mm-hmm. So it would take me a while. And then it's, like, if I spoke to you in English, and you spoke back to me in English, that was our first conversation, right? Mm. I would always like speak to you in English, but now it's different because it's like it was shocking. Like, you know, the first 1 to 2 years that I was living here, 1 to 3 years I was living here, but then it's like I'm getting to the whole like, you know, it's like, oh, it's shocking. Then it's like, oh, it's okay. Like I'm going down now. It's
like you're adjusting.
Yeah, I'm just adjusting. Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting thing, like the code switching, the language switching, mm-hmm. depending on who you're with. Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to guess at. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's tough.
So I'm curious about like for you having moved to like different places, mm-hmm. and how your parents were like, oh, like always instilling culture. Like, what are the practices or traditions? Do you associate still with like your Filipino culture, like not living here?
Like after moving here?
Yeah, I guess
I don't know.
It's okay. The answer could also be like, I have no idea.
I have no idea. Like I don't know. I just cook Filipino food. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I go back and I don't know. I really don't know. Because I still feel like the way I'm living now is the mm-hmm. way I was with my family. Mm-hmm. Less. Though, unlike going to Filipino parties, because mm-hmm. I'm never invited, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't have family here, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. so it's just like sharing the food mm-hmm. and like a little bit of my culture to my other roommate who's not Filipino.
Mm. So it's really emphasis on food.
Yeah,
and that must have been really nice for you because of like Filipino restaurants here.
Yeah, no, but it's like I still cook. I cook it because I know that it's. It's better if you cook it at home because it tastes like, you know, the whole like home cooked foods. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm curious. Like, do you associate like what places in Vancouver do you associate with like Filipinos?
Oh, Joy Station for sure. Joy Station.
Do you have like any like specific areas in Joyce? Like, what are like places that really remind you of like the Philippines or home?
Wait, Joyce and Fraser Street.
Joyce and Fraser.
Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. It's basically the church, and then outside of it, like at Joyce Station, the St. Mary's Church, mm-hmm. and then outside of it is like the Filipino carinderias, like the canteens.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those ones and the mm-hmm. because it seems like it's like turo turo. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm like, and then at Fraser, it's because there's a lot of like Philippine, like I would just walk there, like I think mm-hmm. it's Fraser 49, mm-hmm. and then it's like there's some stores there that would sell like halo halo or or like other stuff, but yeah, mm-hmm. it's basically that.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask like how you like ended up finding out about these places, like mm-hmm. you moving here on your own, like was there someone like check out this place, or did you kind of like stumble upon it?
It was my parents' friends. Mm. Like, my dad likes to research a lot of stuff, mm. and then he would talk to his friends. And I remember the first time that happened when I came here was that we went to this Filipino festival. Like, in August, they always have this. I forget, like, in August, they haven't had it in, like, the first time I've seen it was, like, in 2019. They didn't, they didn't have it anymore.
Oh, okay.
And then it's, like, I think they're going to have it this year. But it was, like, it was that Filipino festival, like, in August. And then after that, my dad's friends, because my dad's part of a fraternity. So it's, like, my dad's fraternity friends were, like, oh, you know, Filipino foods, it's, like, here, here, here. And then my parents, like, who live in Mexico haven't eaten Filipino food for, like, a year or so. We're like, oh, let's go to a Filipino restaurant. So we went to, like, straight up at, like, Fraser. And then that, and then,
that was the introduction to it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you frequent those areas often or only on occasion?
I don't anymore. I used to every time I used to go to church. But I kind of stopped because of school and it's getting tough out there. But I've stopped. I only go there when I'm like craving for Filipino food. But it kind of changed now for me because I'm missing like Mexican culture severely. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a switch, like now that you have like a much more access.
Yeah,
like, there are other things that you're looking for.
But it's also, it's like, I feel like I'm both, like, Filipino-Mexican, even though I'm not. But it's, like, because culturally, like, I grew up in those both, those two cultures. So it's, like, when I miss Filipino food, I also miss Mexican food, I miss speaking in Spanish, and it's, like, it's just that. It's, like,
You know there's a Latin American bakery in Joyce, too?
Yeah, the one by,
The one up. So, like, not going down, but up. That place is really good, too.
But I don't know. I always get disappointed when I go here, and I'm like,
That's fair.
Yeah. If they don't speak Spanish to me, it's not good. It's not,
Yeah.
Because they would know. It's like Filipinos. When you speak to them, and then you put an accent when you're speaking English, and when you're saying something in Tagalog, or it's like, you say their names, and they're like, Filipino? Filipino.
Yeah.
And then in when I'm in Mexican restaurants, they're like, I speak to them and I say the foods in Spanish, and they're like, they start speaking to me in Spanish, and I'm like, this is good.
It's like, you're like, this is signaling that I'm getting the authentic experience. It's great. Okay. So I'm curious more about, you know, like, your relationship or your involvement within Filipino communities in Vancouver, whether that, I know that you went to SFU, so like whether that be on campus or whether that be outside of the post-secondary institution.
Nope, no connection at all. Like I really did not, I don't really involve myself that much. Like I went with like, with that. Like I wanted to, but at the same time I'm like, I'm kinda, like it's not, I don't know. It's just, it's not something that I would want to, like, I want to watch from, like, I want to watch from far, but I don't want to be part of. But, like, I know I did get involved with, like, one club at SFU with Filipinos, which is the Filipino Student Association. But that was, like, my last.
What was that experience like for you?
It was nice. Like, I was, someone reached out to me about it, and I thought it was going to be a good idea, and it was, but there was just clashes with the, it wasn't, it's not like I hated, like, connecting Filipinos with other Filipinos. I just had clashes with, like, the person who was supervising all of this. That's why I just, like, moved out. But it was a good, it was really good, because it felt really nice, like, making events about, like, like sharing, like we watched this movie about like General Luna, and then it was nice like seeing people like actually enjoying it, and it's like it was nice. So that was kind of like hard on me to leave, but it was just
And I know like for me it was so cool to see like an FSA at SFU, because like it was like something that was always in the back of my mind, but I just never had the energy to do it.
it's hard to like
And so I'm curious, like, are there certain things, I mean, like, because connecting with Filipinos in general in Vancouver I find is very different than connecting with Filipinos like in post-secondary, like in university. So aside from, you know, like conflicts, like what other experiences that you have connecting with other Filipinos like at a university?
It's hard. Because Filipinos, like, I know there's a lot of Filipinos at SFU, but we tend to avoid each other. It's like, it's a common, like, understanding that I've noticed, is that we would look at each other, and then we would be like, you're Filipino, you're Filipino. And then it's like, you just agree, and then you just don't, you don't approach it. You don't approach each other.
Do you, like, sorry, do you think this is, like, is it, like, do you perceive it as, like, an unspoken rule, or, like, where do you think that comes from?
I know, like, talking to a lot of people that grew up here were more like they don't want to be associated with Filipinos. But I don't know if it's, like, I never really asked more because, but I know a lot of people had, like, a negative, they have, like, a preconceived notion that, like, they just don't like Filipinos.
Interesting. And so, since you were involved, like, overall, like, would you say, like, your experience was okay with the FSA?
It was okay, yeah.
And so I'm curious, like, since you're not, like, really connected, like, outside of, like, the institution, like, do you think, like, some of your experience at the FSA is, like, you know, affecting that? Like, what's kind of, like, because you said you rather watch from afar. I'm just, like, interested to see, like, if you're okay sharing, like, if you can identify, like, some of those reasons why you're maybe, like, maybe it's just something I just want to watch from afar and not be, like, thoroughly involved in.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, it's just, I forgot. It's more, like, I can't say it. I don't know.
Take your time.
I should think. It's, I just like watching afar because it's a lot of, like, it takes a lot of energy. And it's more like, I just want to see what people do instead of being part of it. Like, yeah, sure, like, there's been other, not communities, but there's like, certain, like, groups that are open to, like, after post-secondary. Like, I've seen, like, you know, I follow you and I follow, like, other people. That's, like, they're doing something. They're doing a part of something. And it's like, yeah, I want to be part of it, but I'm just scared because people tend to have, like, this mindset that's like, that's, like, really different from my mindset. It's it's just like, if you clash, like, because of, like, what happened with FSA, right? If your mindset clash with each other, it's gonna have, like, a bad taint. So it's like, that's why I also, like, just want to watch from far. Right?
Yeah, follow-up question to that. There might not be an answer to this, but you could just be like, I don't have an answer. That's totally fine too. Because I just, like, I'm really interested in, like, because at least for me, I've been surrounded by, like, I tend to, like, when you have a bubble, you're, like, in the bubble, right? So, like, I'm in a bubble where there are, like, so many Filipinos that are, like, I want to get involved in everything. And so I think from my perspective, being part of an organization, I'm really interested to see, like, if an opportunity presented itself for you to, like, get involved in a small capacity with a Filipino group, doesn't matter what that group is, what would it take for you to feel more comfortable and, like, feel, like, feel more comfortable to, like, join? Because I'm hearing, like, a lot of, like, hesitation because of, like, the whole mindset thing. Right? And I'm curious, like, is what would it take for you to feel more comfortable to join? If you don't have an answer, that's totally fine, too.
I don't know. I feel like, I think, I don't know, I just need to, like, know the people more that's going to be part of that, like, place. But also, it's not just, like, know them at the surface level. It's, like, more of, like, just see, it's, like, this, do our, like, values align, right? Because sometimes it's, like, certain people's values do not align with each other. So, and then if it's, like, that can clash. Like, you know, I know with a lot of, like, Filipino groups, if the values don't align well, it's, like, it clashes. So that's my top. It's, like, figuring it out if, like, if your values align with mine, it's, like, if it's okay or if it's not okay. It's, like, it's just that.
How I want to wrap up the interview is to learn more about, like, how you define home here, if that, if there is an answer. So, overall, like, how do you define home conceptually? Like, if someone was asked you, like, what's your definition for home, for, like, yeah, if someone were to ask you, what do you define as home, how would you respond?
It's more like the people that I'm with, but also, like, after after moving, I've realized, like, it feels like home once everything's, like, you have a bed, desk, and your clothes are nice. Mm-hmm. Like you know, your stuff are organized. Mm-hmm. But it's mainly like with the people you're with, cause yeah, that's what I've realized like throughout like just moving around, just being alone here. Mm-hmm. It's just like the people I hang out with. It's like, oh, do they feel like home? Or if not, it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, since you moved to Mexico as well, like, what were the areas there that you kind of associated as home?
Oh, basically where I just live. Mm-hmm. Like that area where, it was a compound, right? It's like a gated community, mm-hmm. of, like, filled with, like, people who are not from Mexico. But yeah, it was just that area that that felt very much like home, because mm-hmm. it's like I can roam around, and at the same time, it's like I'll be seeing people who are not like from Mexico, like people from different like, you know, cultures, cultural backgrounds, different like races. It's like fine, and it wasn't like that big of like coming here. I was like, feels like that.
Mm. Yeah. So how would you say like you kind of associate places as home in Vancouver?
Yeah, how I associate places.
Oh, sorry. Like, what places then do you associate to be home in Vancouver? If yes, if not, why not?
Oof. Ugh, I can't think of anything right now because it's like, yeah, I really can't think of anything.
Mm. How long did it take you to feel comfortable in your home in Mexico then, like for you to feel like it's home?
Not that. I don't know. It's like it probably took me like a year. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, you know, since you're a kid, meeting people, it would have been really fast. Mm-hmm. But I think it would have been like around a year. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different here. Like you don't necessarily feel like there are places you'd call home here.
Yeah, because, like, I don't really have, like, I've been moving, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really, like, a permanent house. Like, mm-hmm. probably, like, something closely related to that would be, like, my boyfriend's house. But mm-hmm. at the same time, that doesn't feel, like, as much of a home for me. Mm-hmm. It's just basically, like, where I currently live. That's what I feel, mm-hmm. like, at home.
Okay. Are there, like, so, like, you don't really consider, like, your current place of residence as home, but
yeah.
do you think like specific places in Vancouver feel homey to you?
No. It's like it feels familiar, right? Mm-hmm. But nothing like home. Like I know every time I go to the airport, mm-hmm. and I just like land here, like after going to the Philippines and I land here, it just feels like, oh, I'm back home. Mm. It's that.
Mm. That's interesting, because earlier like you mentioned about like people that you're with that helps that home feeling, but mm-hmm. in Vancouver, would you say that like even with the people, like it still doesn't feel quite homey?
Yeah, it's tough. It's hard because it's like, yeah, sure, it's like it's with the people, but at the same time, it's like if the place doesn't feel like homey, despite the people that I'm with, it's mm-hmm. like yeah, mm-hmm. it yeah, because I don't really have a permanent home. Mm-hmm. So it's like I tend to move a lot, so I tend to like I do have attachments, like I do get attachments from like living at a place, mm-hmm. but as far as I know, it's like it would take me like a while before I feel that that's at home, like mm-hmm. like right now it's like I know I go to my current place that I live right now, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't feel like as homey yet because mm-hmm. it's still a mess, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, what other challenges do you think that you've experienced here that kind of makes it feel like this place can't be home for you just yet?
Oh, because during, like, 2020, mm-hmm. like, during my second semester here, mm-hmm. it was, like, my rough, like, it was, like, a really, really rough semester for me, mm-hmm. and I don't want to be here anymore. Like, I wanted to move. It was that. That was, mm-hmm. that was like, the main tipping point, but it's, like, but now it's like, yeah, I can, like, Vancouver, like, I don't know, it's just weird, because if I fly out of Vancouver, and then I'm flying back here, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, oh, I'm back home, like, I feel like I'm back home, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, do I really want to be here? If mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Yeah. So, like, would you, like, so you would say, like, the pandemic kind of affected your ability to, like, settle down? Like, you said 2020. Was that, like, was that second sem?
Yeah, that's the second semester for me. But it wasn't really, like, because of the pandemic. Like, the pandemic was just, like, it was just, like, some of the stuff that I experienced during that second semester. And that's why I didn't really feel, like, but yeah, that's why I didn't feel that much of, like, a home here. But I guess, but also it's just because I don't have, like, a permanent residence.
Would that kind of make a big difference for you?
Yeah, like, if I were to have, like, a permanent residence here, like, I know for sure it's, like, I'm not paying rent. Like, I don't mind paying rent, but it's, like, as long as, like, I know for sure that I'll be living here, like, I don't have, like, a year's lease. Like, once I feel like it's permanent, then, yeah, that would, like, really help with, like, feeling more at home. But I feel, I don't know, it's, like, yeah. I'm going around circles, but it does feel like at home, but not really like there's no place that feels like at home. Even though, regardless of like the people I'm with, even though they make me feel like at home, the place that I'm with them, like the place where I am with them, it just doesn't feel like at home.
It's just not completely there yet.
Yeah.
So, if you were to like say like where you feel at home, like anywhere, where would you say like you feel most at home?
Oh, at the house that I used to live in Mexico. But I know it's tough there though, because I know that hinders a lot of like my freedom. Like for here, I have freedom to go anywhere I want to go. So it's like, but that if we're looking at like the sense of just like feeling at home, it's that place.
Interesting, and so like. With like places with a lot of Filipinos, like Joyce and Fraser, like using kind of the wording that you said earlier, it's like it feels familiar, but it doesn't necessarily feel homey for you.
Yeah. But that also stems around with like me, like because the primary like culture that I grew up on is Mexican. So that's also like probably why I feel that way.
Thanks for sharing. That must be, like, really hard to try to figure, like, oh, yeah, like, I feel comfortable, but also, like,
it's not
this
home.
Doesn't feel like home.
Yeah.
That's a lot to manage as well. Is there anything else that you want to share, like, in this idea of, like, homemaking, like, creating, like, a home in Greater Vancouver or Canada that you want to share? Like, anything that comes to mind?
I don't know, after talking to a lot of people about this, it's, like, it just depends, like, what I've noticed, like, a lot, this despite the fact that they have a place to live in, it's still not going to be, like, homey without, like, the people that they're friends with. That's why a lot of people get, like, sad
after moving here. By friends with, you mean, like, back home?
No.
Or you mean, like...
Here. Like, the people I met here in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I tend to, like, meet a lot of, like, international students. But I never, like, really click. I click more with people that are, like, who lived here or, like, who have permanent homes. But it just doesn't feel like, after talking to, like, people who moved here, right, the same thing as me, they would always say that it was tough for them because it's, like, it doesn't feel home. And it's, like, the people that they hang out with, it's not, like, the same thing. It's more of, it's, like... Yeah, it's like the people. Yeah, it's like the people they meet here is like different than the people they felt like at home when they were in the Philippines. Let's just say,
yeah. Well, is there anything else that you know that we haven't really talked about that you kind of want to share about your experience? Because I think like especially like interviewing you, like I really want to like spotlight the international student experience because a lot of the people that. Maybe that might come to mind for this, or people that have already lived here. So is there anything else that you want to share about being, like, a Filipino international student that has, in your experience here?
No, I think I mentioned everything. Yeah, it's just tough. It's just tough, like, moving here and doing everything on your own. Right now I'm just, like, filling up, like, my whole moving, like, my whole address change, and it's, like, it's tough.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then also, sorry, with your graduation, I saw that you had a lot of family members, family visit you. Mm-hmm. What was that like? Like, you know, crossing the stage, having your family, like taking all these group pictures. Like, what was that like for you?
It was weird. Like, one funny thing, though, like talking to them mm-hmm. was also like I told them that I was so used to being alone mm-hmm. that suddenly it's like they came mm-hmm. to here for like just 4 days. But it was like a big shock because there were like 10 of them coming. And it was like a big shock for me to like, you know, suddenly it's like I'm living alone. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly like, bam, like 10 people up, like, you know, I have to tour them, I have to do this. But it was fun. Like, I felt really much like I was back in the Philippines and they were and I was visiting them. And then it's like, mm-hmm. but now it's like I'm sharing them like my culture and mm-hmm. like how I live here. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was fun. It was really, like, fun and surprising because I, like, they just, yeah. Like, I always wanted them to be there during one of my graduations at least.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they were there. Yeah.
And are they all mainly from Mexico or Philippines?
Philippines. Like, I have no family in Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's just my parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And on, like, kind of a tangent, like, if you were to go back, like, to the Philippines, mm-hmm. like, would you say that, like, because you said Mexico feels like home because yeah. obviously you spent a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
Would the Philippines be familiar or unfamiliar for you?
Familiar, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be more of, like, a vacation. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going there for, like, vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know for Mexico, it's slowly, like, my mentality towards Mexico as a home is slowly changing, too. Because I haven't been there in, like, 2 years. But mm-hmm. it's, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's slowly, like, being like, oh, I'm just going for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. So like, as you kind of like settle into Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
like things might change for you.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.